Today is Wednesday, April 15th. I'm Megan Lynch.
This council made a decision when the budget was passed that we would not cut any deeper so that you could have your jobs.
St. Louis County Council Chairwoman Rita Hurd-Day is talking to revenue department workers whose jobs are being threatened with furloughs. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page has been signaling for several weeks that the cuts would be needed.
The council has money to keep the county budget running. The council could tonight add $6.5 million from the $200 million surplus that the county has to prevent furloughs and service interruptions.
Chairwoman Days.
Now, I am absolutely appalled that the lengths that this administration would go through to scare you all into coming here tonight and act like the sky is falling. It is not falling. There is sufficient money in here to pay you for the rest of the year.
Before he leaves the country this weekend, Executive Page has filed a lawsuit.
St. Louis County Executive Sam Page says he is suing Chairwoman Rita Hurd-Day to try to block her from assuming the executive's authority when he's out of the country on the inaugural British Airways flight from St. Louis to London. Page is concerned that the chairwoman could abuse her authority as county executive, taking actions such as signing a deal for a temporary county headquarters while he's out of the country, and insists he is accessible via cell phone while away.
I don't know what would be attempted while I'm gone. Yeah. All I know is that past behavior predicts future performance.
However, County Executive Page did not bring up any specific actions that Chairwoman Hurd-Day might make during the meeting with her he had on Monday. In Clayton, Sean Malone, KMOX News.
KMOX has reached out to the County Council Chairwoman for response, and we'll get more from KMOX legal analyst Brad Young after the news. One man is dead, three others shot on Dr. Martin Luther King in Garrison Tuesday evening.
St. Louis Police Spokesman Mitch McCoy.
I think right now, based off of our investigation, this wasn't random. We don't have random people hurt. It could have been a completely different story tonight based off of what we were able to see in some of the surveillance video of this shooting.
Then less than 4 hours later in the 5,000 block of Goodfellow, another adult man shot and critically injured. Police are asking anyone with information on either shooting to call the Homicide Division or Crime Stoppers at 866-371-TIPS. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
The St. Louis NAACP wants inmate deaths at the downtown city jail to be investigated as negligent homicides. Chapter President Adolphus Pruitt says hospital staff told him inmates are arriving without basic medical information or history, and that's complicating treatment. He went on to say if any of those issues led to any of the 20 inmate deaths since the year 2020, then it's a homicide and someone should be charged. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin has teamed up with Missouri Senator Josh Hawley to hold big tech responsible for causing harm to children.
You've seen this story before. I know about it personally. It was called Big Tobacco in those days. It's big tech today. Big Tobacco knew its product was addictive. Like big tech, big tobacco knew that if you could hook a kid at a young age, you had a customer for life, albeit a short life in many instances. And like big tech, big tobacco used its deep pockets to oppose and kill congressional efforts to address the harms. But eventually, the dam broke.
Senator Hawley says you can't keep the lid on it any longer.
And I want to say that this press conference, this legislation, this moment is about one simple principle, which is that no amount of profit by the big tech companies justifies destroying the lives of America's children.
Every Democrat and Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee voted in support of the legislation to hold big tech accountable. From the KMOX business desk, small business optimism fell in March as reports of profit trends worsened. The NFIB Small Business Optimism Index fell 3 points in March, falling below the 52-year average, while the Uncertainty Index rose 4 points from February to 92. That's well above the average of 68. NFIB Chief Economist Bill Dunkelberg says the dramatic spike in oil and gas prices has spooked customers and business owners alike, and positive profit trends fell 11 points. The percentage of owners who expect better conditions fell 7 points.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.